Good morning, Floyd. Let's start with prayer. Do you have any prayer requests? Just like a tornado came, just knocked it down and just and kill all his children. Okay, so then this Eliphaz says, I've seen the foolish taking root before, and that doesn't last very long, that his children get killed. How do you think Job felt when he heard that? Well, let's keep reading. Chapter 5, or verse 5. Whose harvest the hungry eateth up, and taketh it even out of the thorns, and the robber swalloweth up their substance. Those foolish people, they take root for a little bit, but soon the robbers just take it all. Wouldn't that just happen to his sheep and his camel? Yes. Right, they were taken away by the Chaldeans or something. Some robbers came and took them away. Okay, so that's what Eliphaz is telling him. Job, you think you're so righteous, but you're actually just foolish. We can easily see that. See how God is just taking away everything you have. See how Eliphaz is twisting all of the truth. Verse 6. Although affliction cometh not forth of the dust, neither doth trouble spring out of the ground, yet man is born unto trouble, and the sparks fly upwards. I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause, which doeth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number, who giveth rain upon the earth and sendeth waters upon the fields. He is saying the things that are right here, isn't it? He's taking a little bit of truth along with mixed in there too. Verse 11. To set up on high those who know, those which mourn may be exalted to safety. He disappointeth the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the thrower is carried headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime and grope in the noonday as in the night. But he saveth the poor from the sword, from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty. So the poor hath hope, and iniquity stoppeth her mouth. Behold, happy is the man whom God directeth, therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. For he maketh sore, and findeth out. He woundeth, and his hands make whole. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, yea, in 7 there shall no evil touch thee. In famine he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. For thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee. See, what he's saying here is that if you would really be a righteous man, then no trouble would come to you. Everything would be fine. In fact, the stones would even draw a contract with you to be nice to you. So the stones shall be in league with thee. Everything would go fine for you. You wouldn't be worried about famine or anything like that if you were a really righteous man. What does that? How does that sound to you? What do you think? No trouble comes to a righteous man. Everything just goes great for him. What do you think? No. Right. Yes.
He has many troubles.
Many troubles. Right. Yes. Okay. Yes, this Eliphaz, he was trying to just tell Job he was wrong, and he just it was very obvious that he had to be a sinner. Something was wrong with him. He was actually foolish what he was trying to tell you. Okay, verse 24. Thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace, and thou shalt live in thy habitation and shalt not sin. Thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thy offspring as the grass of the earth. Thou shalt come to thy grave in the full age, like in the shock of corn coming in season. Lo, this we have searched it, so it is. Hear it, and know thou it for thy good. If you're a righteous man, you'll come to the grave in the full age, and everything will just go well with you. You'll have children like the grass of the earth. So that's what Eliphaz is saying here. And I'd like to just read the next 2-3 verses of the next chapter here, to see how this made Job feel. But Job answered and said, "Oh, that my grief were thoroughly weighed and my calamity laid in the balances together. For now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea, therefore my words are stronger." Okay. If Job's grief and calamity could be weighed with the sand of the sea, you know, all the sand on the seashores, his grief and his tears and sorrow, calamities would be heavier than the sand on the seashore. Job's trying to say it is very sad. It was just a difficult time for Job. Very difficult, because that's just the common concept of the people, that if you do right, you'll be in peace. And you'll just, God will just bless you. He'll just grant you abundance. He'll grant you wealth if you're serving Him, and He'll just bless you, and just everything will go good for you. That's the common concept. Even today, even with books like this in the Bible, that still seems to be the common concept. That if you just are faithful and don't sin, then everything will just really go well for you. And you'll just be blessed, and you'll just have all your needs taken care of, and you won't need to worry about anything. Be well taken care of. But what did Jesus say? Can you think of some verses that Jesus said about what would happen to you if you really follow Him? What happened to most of the disciples who followed the Lord? They got killed and stuff like that. That's right. Can you think of any verses yet that Jesus gave? No? Okay, that's your assignment for next Sunday. Verses about what happens if you follow Jesus. What happens to you if you follow Jesus? Okay. What Jesus predicted would come to you. Okay, there's your verses here. So that's your assignment. I thought you might be able to think of one. So you'll get verses ready for next Sunday on that. Okay, you may. Let's play with your verses first. You're supposed to go ahead this way. What was it about? Chet. Okay, about being rich. What Bible says about that? Okay. Okay, let's just start right here.
Go ahead. Matthew 6. 24. No one can serve two masters, so hate the one and the other. You can't serve God and money.
Thank you.
Matthew 19:24. And again, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
Right.
Matthew 19:23-24. And Jesus said unto his disciples, "It is easier for us that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of God." And again, I said to you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
Matthew 19:20-21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, for neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Yes.
Matthew 6:19. Do not lay up for yourself treasures in earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal.
Luke 12:33. Sell your possessions and give to those in need. Make for yourselves riches that should not grow old. destroy. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Okay, here we go. Okay.